Agit Wochen, a mazel dicke Wochen, a git geben Shiur to everyone. This coming Monday, Chuf Beis Elul, is the Yutzat von Rav HaKudosh, Rav Motche Dov, ben Rav HaKudosh, Rav Meshillim, Zisha Yitzchok, Zichisi Yugen Alayni, Rav Motle, Arne Stiple, and by Osa Meshpuche, the Zayde Rav Motle, Zichisi Yugen Alayni. Rav Motle was born Chanukah Tufreish, 1840, and is Nistala Gevoren, Motze Shabbos Koidish, Chuf Beis Elul, Tar Samach Gimel, 1903. He was an Einikel Ben Achaben from the Heilige Rebbe Reb Zisha, and his mother was a daughter from the Chakasa who we spoke about letzte Woche. When he was a 6-year-old Jingle, his mother Nebuch passed away, and his father remarried, and his second wife passed away, and he had a very hard time raising the Kinderlach. So Ramotala, together with his two sisters, were raised by his maternal grandfather, Bam Heiligen Cherkasse. Ramotala's last name was Orbach, but since his grandfather raised him, he ended up changing his name to Tversky, the name of his Zayde, the Cherkasse. His Hasmuda and Yegiyas HaToyre, in his Nahagis Bekedisha, was Adla Hafla. Ramotala was an Ish Kudish Adla Ma'oid. There's a story that I heard from my Shver Zichron Levrucha, that he was a little child of all of 8, maybe 9, and a Yid came to the Cherkasse with a Shver Kvittel, and Ramotel answered the door, and he says, "My Zayde is not home. My Zayde went somewhere to a different town traveling." This Yid, being Nebuchadnezzar Brochen a Yid, it must probably took him a while till he got to Cherkasse. Some Heiligen Cherkasse lost it. He said, "How does a Rebbe leave Chassidim? How does a Rebbe leave a town? Wuzel mentioned teen, was that from geholfen werden?" It wasn't like today that you could call beforehand to find out if the Rebbe is there. And the Yid says, "I have a shrekliche tzura." So Ramotla felt very bad. He said, "Come, give me your kvittel." Ramotla was a little child. He went to the mikveh. He came back an hour later and he tells the Yid, "Gaya heim bist a geholfener." This Yid was in Zibit in Himmel. If the Rebbe helps him, if the Rebbe's Einikel. And Lamasa, this Yid, whatever the issue was, Baruch Hashem is a geholfen geworden. He came back a few weeks later to Cherkasse to tell him about his Einikel Ramotala. Ramotala, the Cherkasse called him Ramotala and he says, "Motala, this is true." So he said, "Yes." So he said, "Why'd you do it?" So he said, "The Yid came and he was crying and you weren't here." So the Cherkasse told him as follows, "Motala, bist sie jing sich anzustellen das Leben für Jiden. You have time to do this as an adult." But this was Ramotala as a child. The Baba Veruv, Pshloimele, the Vetter Pshloimele Zechayin Levrucha, told my Shvuga that the stories was mezukt of Ramotala are Balshemska masses. He says, "I don't know if from the Balshem HaKudosh to Ramotala and a Stiple, hat me verzeilt as allige offene mafsen." He was a bar mitzvah bucher when Sanzeruv took him as an eidem. Sanzeruv did not see him, and Sanzeruv sent a shliach, and they asked him, "How do you know that this is the shidduch?" So he said, Sanzeruv said, "Ich seif in de watens, as erlern teure mit Yerushalayim." He was 15 when he had chassene gehad. The chassene had to be at a bordering town in Hasatan by the border of Austria and Russia because the Zaydis couldn't come from Russia and the Zaydis from Galicia couldn't go over to Russia. He was all of 18 when he wrote the Sefer Chibbele Tahara on Hilchus Mekfuus and Atilis Yadayim. In the Gudel B'Yisroel Ramaya Arik from Turna said, "Ruva Moira Herua, that does not have the Sefer Chibbele Tahara at the tip of his tongue cannot build a mikveh or cannot repair a mikveh." When he was 23, he became Reuven on a stiple, and there he was, Kol Yumov, when the Zaydazan is Nistala geworden, he became the Rebbe, and he took over the Hisnagis of that whole Chernobyl Geza. He wrote Svurim, Pele Yoyetz ala Teure, Shalas Achivas Aymek Shala, Chibbele Tahare on Hilchas Mekfuas, and Teure Zuv on Hilchas Ribbis. Mashveh told me that he told him that his father walked into Ramotala somewhere in the 1800s in the late 1800s, it must have been 1890, 1888, 1890, and their Motler grabs the seed and starts dancing with him. And the Yid asked Motler Rebbe, Vustanste. So he said, today, the last Tsar of Russia got onto the Vimazukt, onto the throne. He says, Achtansa Majinka Tans, because we are, Baruch Hashem, finishing with the ruling and the regime of the Tsars. There was a Yid that had a business, a very successful businessman, and he invested and he syndicated deals. The business went sour, and he owed a lot of people money, and people were coming after him. One day, one of the people that he owed a fortune of money comes into him, and he tells him, Hemachos, you owe me a fortune of money, and I know that you have no way out of paying the money that you owe me. I have something that's priceless. He says, there was a goy, a very big gevir that I used to do business with, and this goy died. He says, I happen to have been there when this goy died, and I stole from this goy his ID. But people don't know that he died yet. Till news traveled very slowly in those days. Go, he said, to the big city. You go in, take out a loan, and present yourself that you are this goy, and you'll have the money and you'll pay me back. The Yid really did not want to do it. But he had no choice. He went ahead and he did it. And he was so bothered with the story, and he was so nervous that when it came to sign the documents, he signed his name, his social security number, whatever ID he had, and he gave the banker the papers, and then he chapped what he did. But it was too late. He couldn't pull back and say, wait, I have to sign another guy's name. But since his credit in the bank was also good because he was a big businessman, they extended him the loan. He comes out and he tells this other guy who was waiting from outside of the bank, and he tells him the whole story, and the guy says, Hakman Shakaparan, you took out a loan? He says, yes, give me the money. He paid him up the money. Now he owes the bank the money. Now in Russia, if you did not pay up your debt, there was a prison that was called for the prison for the people that owed debts. There was a special prison for that. The day came that his loan was due, and he didn't know what to do. He went into the Motel and the Stipler. And he told Ramatla the whole story. And Ramatla yelled at him, "Vitit Aida Zazach, do you know how many Yidden you could have put into schooner if they catch you? In Russia, they could send out a whole town, McKen, Rosvar from Yidden." The Yid started crying. He says, "Rebbe, what should I do? I had no choice." Ramatla told him to wait. Ramatla paced up and down in the room the entire night. Mamish for 4 or 5 hours, 4 or 5 hours. He comes out, he tells the Seed, go to the bank tomorrow and tell them that you want to pay up the debt that you owe them. So he says, Rebbe, he says, you heard me, you go to the bank tomorrow. He goes out and the Gaba tells him, Hemachos, if the Rebbe told this to you, then go ahead, do it. Comes into the bank in the morning and he meets the one of the people working in the bank, and he says, you know, I have a loan with the bank and I would like to pay it. The guy's looking and looking and looking. He comes back. He says, we don't see any loan. He says, I'm telling you, I had a loan. The guy comes back. He says, sir, you're making a mistake. Finally, the seed chap, the documents are gone. So he said, you know what? Give me a letter on the letterhead of the bank that I don't owe you guys money. The guy said, sure. The guy wrote him a letterhead on the bank's letterhead, and he gave him a tzettel that he owes no money, and the Yid the whole thing about him. There was a Yid in Chicago that told the following story. He told it to my shvei, he told it to my shvuga. His name was Zela Kaptovsky. He said, my father was a blitiguraman, genachuset from Ramotala, and he once came into Ramotala and he was crying. He says, Rebbe, he says, Chanush Kampanusa. So he says, Vera doctor. He says, Rebbe, I should become a doctor. He says, I know nothing about medical. He said, look, there's a doctor, his name is so-and-so. He told him a certain doctor, tell him you want to become his shamus. You'll hang around with him a few years. You'll learn the trade. You'll learn the tricks. You'll become a doctor. Kachava. And Vayhi Hayom, that doctor died. He took over his practice. He was a very, very mitzlichdike person. This doctor lived in a town next to Honest Taipel that was called Ivankov. Ivankov had a very big yeast factory. And yeast, today yeast, most yeasts are not chumetz. But yeast in the olden days was chumetz. And this was owned by a yid, and a lot of yidim worked, and they kept it open Pesach. And one year Motala warned them, another year Motala warned them. It was one Shabbos Erev Pesach, Bamtish, and this doctor, this Zele Kapitotsky's father, was by Motala in Honest Taipel. He was there for Shabbos and for the first day's Yontif. And Motala was sitting Bamtish by the Mtish Shabbos Sefri, and he was coughing. He says, "Don't they know that Ein Bir Chumetz Eilas Raifa? How many times did I warn them?" Kids, and then Motala tells the people, Rabbi Sahi says, "Whatever you're eating, put away. Just don't finish the whole seed. Like tzavek. Lamasa Shabbos Nochmitug, the people from Ivankov started trickling. So this doctor was sitting there, this Zelig's father, and he tells the Rebbe, he says, "Rebbe, I live in," he chapped right away, the Dostoignish, the Rebbe is basically burning the town down. He says, "Rebbe, I live there, but I have nothing to do with the yeast factory." He says, "Dich meinach nicht." Shabbos Nochmittag, Yidin started trickling in, and they said that the town, something caught fire. The entire town in Vankov burnt down, besides this doctor's house. And the food that they put away, that was the model of Zofan Rech HaKodesh, Nishno, that he burnt the town down. Abam Davdor gave me Yidin to essen. And that is where they had Sidus Yontiv. My Shver told me that Ramotla once had hiccups, shrekliche hiccups, and they couldn't stop it. They went to the local doctors. So the doctor basically said, "Go to the Gweis, to the big city, to Kiev," and he told him, "There, you're going to go to the big professor." But kids, he comes into the big professor, and the professor tells him as follows: "The only thing that I can do is if I shock the body. How do I shock the body? So that you jump. And when you jump, you take a deep breath. What I do is I take a rod, I heat it up, and I'm going to like touch you down the back. From the pain, you'll jump." And the motel is the Gaba Vuzug, the doctor. And the Gaba tells him, he says, "Let him do it." Now the doctor really was Ishrachmunis. He didn't really like putting boiling rods, red hot rods on people's backs. So he would touch your back very lightly, but even if it was just close to your back, you jumped from the pain. And Ramotla takes his shirt down, and he lightly runs it down, and he sees Ramotla is not moving. So he figured, Mastuma, I didn't get close enough. So the second time around, from the bottom of his back up, he literally held his back, and he was moving it up, and as he's moving it up, he sees that the back is starting to have a red line from his original touching his back. So the doctor stopped, and the remodeler didn't move. And the doctor said, he tells the Gaba, he says, "Who is this guy? This guy's not a mensch. As a malach," he says, "a week ago I had a peasant, a 300-pound peasant. I just touched him, and he jumped out the window." So the remodeler asks the Gaba, "Vuzug, the doctor." So he said, "Tell him, a Yid that listens to Yiddish Tzuras, if I don't jump out of the window from Yiddish Tzuras," he says, "then I'm not going to jump out of the window from this pain." My Shuga told me that he was in Honest Taipel many years ago, and he met a Yid who told him the following story that happened with his uncle. He says, "My uncle was a dealt in sugar, and he had a goy, a competitor. And the goy basically wanted to get rid of this yid, so he sent a messenger to the yid that he would like to have a meeting with him, do a business venture with him." And the yid said, "Ya favus nish." The goy came with his butler, and the goy put in, when the yid wasn't looking, and he sent the butler out to get something from the horse and buggy, and the yid went into the kitchen, he put poison into his butler's tea, and he put poison into his tea, and when his butler drank it, he fell and he died, and he started yelling, "The Yid wants to kill me," and they tasted this goy's tea, and they arrested the Yid. The Yid didn't know what to do. He basically, I did nothing. Came to Ramotala a few weeks before his trial, crying, and Ramotala told him, he says, take the Paracht. The Paracht was a riverboat that ran from Honestaipel to Kiev. He says, you have to go to Kiev anyways because you have to meet with attorneys and that's where the trial is going to be. But I want you to take a first-class ticket. Yidden usually did not go first class. The Goyim weren't the first because the noblemen, they didn't want to rub it in their faces. Kitzer, the Yid Folker Motala, he buys a first-class ticket and he's sitting in this boat. And then Nemta Tillim in the hand and a Weinzachos the Eugen. There were two Goyim sitting there, very well dressed Goyim, and they see the Yid Weint and they call him over, what's going on? And the Yid tells them the whole story. And the Goyim listen to it and they say, oh, we feel very bad for you, good luck. Lamasa, what the Yid didn't know was that one of these Goyim was the judge that was going to preside over his case. And the other one was the investigator for the government. This investigator, when he got to Kiev, this other guy also came to Kiev because this guy was going to testify that the Yid wanted to kill him. He tracked him down and he met him in a bar one night. The bar was dim lit, so the guy didn't recognize him. And he sat down and he had a drink with him, another drink. Finally, he tells this guy who killed the butler, he says, you know, I'm in the lumber business. And I have a problem. I have a Jew, a competition. Maybe you have an idea. And the guy was help shaker. So he says, Avada, I have an idea. Tells him exactly what he did to the seed. He said, and it works. He says, great idea. 2 days later, they were in court. The investigator basically cornered this guy, and the guy admitted that he told him that, and he admitted to his crime. And the Yid is geholfen geworden. This was the Tzaddik Ramatala. Taib Shehelfen's Chism, all these Tzaddikim. Zamahu Magid Gebenchtu, Nagit Vach, Naksiva Vachsima Toivet.